This year was made available the Ili Nishmas, Zev Burech ben Shmiel, and Feige Bas Amon Yeshaya. Tahay Nishmusam Tzrira B'Tzroir HaChaim.
Tahay Amit Aleph. In the Gemara, one line above the Tesvis Ve'Omer, Elahani Shleishayish. The question that the Gemara had asked above is, since you learned Pshat, Ach Bayerim Harishon, Tashbisu Sermi Batecha, Harishon does not mean the first, mean the day before, so the day before Pesach, you must already be finished with Chometz. So how do you explain these three cases where Harishon is written by Lulav, or Lakachti Lachem Bayom Harishon? It doesn't mean the day before Sukkot, that's sure. I mean the first day of Sukkot? And also, we're talking about Mikra Kedesh, that is also to work the first day of Sukkot, in the last day. This Ach Bayom Harishon. It doesn't mean it's also to work the day before Sukkot. And by Pesach, also, when it talks about Mikra Kodesh, the first day and the seventh day, also to work. It doesn't mean the day before Pesach, but Rishon that means the first day. So the question is, why in these three cases? Horishon means the first day, and when it comes to Chometz, Arba Yilu Rishon Tashbisu, you say it means the day before. Talk about the question. We are on Daf Hey Omid Aleph. One line above the Tesis for Omer. Elahan Ish Leisha Rishon, these three Rishon that are written in Parshas Emor, we need for another purpose. It means the Harishon that's written in these three cases, on the first day you take a lulav, a bor minim, and the Rishon the first day of Sukkot, you cannot work. And the reason the first day of Pesach it cannot work comes to emphasize the big schus that we have by these three times. That's why these Horishans are written with Horishan. And it comes to say that's the important first day which gives us a merit against another Rishan, we'll soon see, which is a danger for us. So these three Rishans will outweigh the dangers, will save us from the three perils. That's why it puts Horishon. In reward for these three Rishon, when you take the Lulav the first day, and the Rishon the first day of Sukkot that you don't work, and the Rishon the first day of Pesach that you don't work, Zohu Lishleisha Rishon, they have earned the merit of three Rishons, I will soon see. One is Lahachri Zare Shal Esav, to destroy the descendants of Esav, because they were our big enemies, Amalek and Edom, and Lebinya Beis HaMikdash, and also Lishmei Shal Mashiach, will gain the knowledge, who is Mashiach? Everybody's waiting, who is Mashiach? Want to know his name. And when his name is known, it means we already identified him, and he's in action already. That's why he calls it the name of Mashiach. Now he explains. The Hachris Zareh Shal Esav Desiva Yeitzi Harishon Adamai. The Esav is called Harishon. And Kulak Deaser. Or the Bein Beis HaMikdash, that's also called Harishon Desiv. Kisei Kovin Morei Berishon. Became Mikdashenu. So one of these three Harishons will cause us to have the Beis HaMikdash restored. Or the Shmei Shal Mashiach Desiv. Rishon Lezion. Who is that? That's Mashiach. Behold, they are here. Now I have to explain this a little more. And Tesis puts in a few words. Why is it that these three Rishons, Horishon, come for this purpose? Whereas the Horishon that's written by Tashbis Hoseya, we say it means the day before. Why don't you say it also comes with some merit? So he says that these three are written in one parsha together. Therefore, all three are dousing for the same purpose. And since we have three great objectives where we find Horishon, like Zareh Shal Esav, and being a Beis HaMikdash, Mishnah Mashiach, all these three are together in the parasha on Emor, the parasha of Mikloi Kedesh. That's why we say these three orations come to give us these three merits, these three schuyas. But the Ahvayim Arishin Tashbisa says, written in Shmois, it's an entirely different parasha, it's only one. So we say there, it doesn't come for these three purposes, it comes for something else. What does it come to say? That the day before Pesach, you have to destroy the Chametz. Say that. Rabbi says from here, we understand that you must get rid of Chametz the day before Pesach. Without using the Pasik Arbi Marishan Tashbisha to mean the day before, we know it means the day before from another place. It says, Lo Sishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi. You shouldn't slaughter the Korban Pesach while you have Chametz. Lo Sishchat al Pesach, he explains, Ba'adayin Chametz Kaim. Chametz is still in existence. So we see that the Zman Shchitas HaPesach, which begins in the middle of the Erev Pesach, that's the Zman of Chometz has to be finished. You have an open pasuk. Time we have to shech the Korban Pesach, there shouldn't be any Chometz around. By the Gemara, what kind of proof is that? Ema, let's say, kol chad ahad, each individual, ki shochet, when he shechts, he shouldn't have any more Chometz in his possession. But it doesn't mean the whole Klal Yisrael has to get rid of Chametz in the middle of the day of Pesach. Every individual, when his turn comes to bring his korban, he has to make sure he has no Chametz. But the rest of the people could have Chametz until their time comes. And for the Gemara, Zman Shchita Merachmon. They are saying Zman Shchita. It means it's a svara. It's not talking about each individual. You shouldn't shech my korban Pesach when there's Chametz around in general. Now, the others will say, it's a good proof that each individual has to get rid of his Chametz. Who says everybody has to get rid of the Chametz in the middle of the day of Pesach? Therefore, they prefer to learn Ach Bayim Arishin, the day before Pesach Tashbisa. And Rabbi says, no, this pasuk is alone, and not say that. The Baraisa also does. The Baraisa brings all of them. Ach bayim arishin tashbisu sermi boteichem. So the Baraisa said, it means not the first day of Pesach, me erev yontif. And the Baraisa asked, or any, maybe it's not so, maybe out of a yontif atzmei. On yontif itself, you have to destroy the chametz. First day of yontif, tamalema, lo shishchet al chametz dam zivchi. Lo shishchet es ha Pesach, madayin chametz kaini rabishman. So we have both in the same Baraisa, to tell us this one lesson. Rabbi Akiva Eimer, Eino Tzorich, we don't need that proof. Hare Yo Eimer, Ach Be'er Marishan Tashbisu Sermo Vatecha. Oops, it was written also, Kol Malocha Lo Ye Osir, but we cannot do any Malocha on Yantar. So if you'll say that on the first day of Pesach you have to destroy the Chametz, means you have to burn it, you'll be burning on Yantar, something that's not, let's say, a whole nefesh. How is it mutter to burn Chametz on Yontif? Or Matsinu lahavorash ya'av malachah, burning on Yontif or on Shabbos is a'av malachah. So you must say, when the Torah commands you to destroy B'yom HaRishon, means destroy the day before Pesach, say that. Now the others, who don't learn like Rabbi Akiva, will hold that you don't have to have Sreifah to destroy Chametz. You can just grind it up and throw it into the earth or into the Beis HaKisei without burning it. So therefore, we have no proof that you can't do it on the first day of Pesach. That's why they have to resort to the other proofs, Yom HaRishon, the day before, or L'Sishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. But Rabbi Akiva holds that Bi'ur Chametz must be by means of Sreifah. Therefore, his argument is, it cannot be the first day of Pesach, because you cannot burn on Pesach unless for Echol Nefesh. If you don't need for Echol Nefesh, you can't burn. Talk it over. He has another proof. Arayu Eima says, Ach, b'yom harishon tashbisu sermi botechem. And means, me'erev yontif. B'yom harishon means erev yontif. So he said, oh, Ina, maybe it's not so Eila the Yomtiv, maybe on Yomtiv itself, you have to destroy it. Talmud Lema, ach, cholak. Och comes to make a distinction. It's not a straight statement, it's like a modified statement. How do you modify it? I mean, not that the day begins with destroying it, in the middle of the day you destroy it. It's modified. The emotion could mean that on the beginning, on the first day, it has to be destroyed. But it says, ach, comes to say it, not the beginning, somewhere during your first day. If that's the case, what does it mean? Eva Yom Tov Asma, it doesn't mean on Yom Tov itself. That's when you destroy the chametz in the middle of the day. Mi Shari, would it be mutar to have chametz the first half of the day, your possession? Ho iskish ashbos aser achilas chametz. The destroying of the seir, we learned already last time, is compared to the ease of eating chametz. Achilas chametz, and an ease of eating chametz is compared to the mitzvah achilas matzah. And achilas matzah begins the night before. First night, beginning of the 15th. So how can you say you destroy chametz in the middle of the 15th day? So you must say, how can you destroy in the middle of a day? Only way in the middle of the day before Pesach. Say that. Among these Tanoim, nobody had mentioned acholak until the last one. Among these Tanoim, nobody had mentioned acholak until the last one. The bottom tasers. Rabbi Kiva says, since you can't do malacha, so you cannot burn the chametz the first day of Pesach. Rabbi Kiva says, why not? If you burn the chametz and it becomes coals, it's mutter to have an oil from these coals. So you could burn something, like cook over these coals. And therefore, why shouldn't you be able to burn? Can't you burn coals? Can't you burn wood on Yom Tov? And the wood turns into coals that help you to cook. So you'll burn the chametz, and it'll turn into coals that help you to cook. So what's wrong with burning chametz on Yom Tov? Now, how do you know if you're burning chametz? It is muta danoya, kidoma v'perek kol shor, gabi ola, peres of ola. Bishlo, if you cook something, al gabi gecholim, on the coals that had resulted from burning ola, you will hakol ha-pasma, the bread is muta. So here also you could bake bread over the coals that result from burning chametz. So why should we also burn chametz on Yom Tov? Uvadin chametz, the coals of chametz should also be muta. We learned lo yasig b'tana dekeayim, you shouldn't be able to heat a stove on Pesach with coal, with chametz. But may not tell you, why not? But once it becomes cold, it's no longer chametz, and the isa of making coals is mutter if you're doing it in order to cook over it. Say the kasha inside. But the kasha is, why should it be a malacha, isa malacha, to burn chametz on Yom Tov? You can use the coals to cook. So it's not called a malacha. It's like you can burn wood and coal to make coals to cook. Anyway, the svaru, because it's logical to say, the Kodi Tashbisumar, the Pusik, which is talking about destroying the chametz, is talking, b'chol inyan, any case, afil ein asorich legachal, even though you don't need the coals. The way Tesis asks, let's say that there should be muta to burn it on Yom Tov, the first day of Yom Tov, because you can use the coals to cook on. But the Pusik says Tashbis is talking about any case, even if you wouldn't need it to cook on, still you should destroy it by burning it. And if it's on the first day of Yom Tov, how can you burn it if you're not going to use the coals to cook on? And to say that Pasuk is talking only about a case where you want to cook the coals, cook on the coals, that's all that derech, say that. On the or another tablets, kibben the mitzchilas havor, the beginning of burning, when he wants to burn the chametz, he's burning it for the purpose of destroying the chametz. That's the mitzvah of the Torah. At the beginning, you can't have any hanoya, but at the beginning, it's chametz. While there's still chametz, you can't have hanoya from chametz. It's only after the chametz becomes destroyed entirely, and it's only glowing coals, then it becomes mutatisit. But at first, let's say it's a piece of bread that's burning. It's still bread. Burning bread is still bread. It's also bahanoya. So at the beginning, it's also bahanoya. Even though subsequent it'll turn into hanoi when it becomes coals, it's also, when you burn wood, as soon as you set fire to the wood, you can use it. You can use it for illumination, you can use it for heat or for cooking. But here, this chametz, as soon as you set fire to it, you can't use it yet. It's still chametz, it's also hanoi. So therefore, it wouldn't be muta on yontif to burn chametz. Because you have no anoy from it at the beginning. At the beginning you're doing something, it's just a malacha. And a malacha on yontif is also. It's not like burning coals that immediately can have anoy from it, burning wood. It means a muscle. Why don't you say that we look at the results, and the results it'll turn into coal eventually, and it'll be useful for cooking. So who cares if at the beginning you can't use it? He says, Kemo nedorim nedoris. Akom aneda, the man is menada akom shlomim, or akom, yes, akom shlomim. Now shlomim is a useful kom, but you can eat it. And still on yontif, you cannot be makhiv akom shlomim for anedorim. She ain't kevim yontif. The man them according to one opinion. Afal pi sheyesh behem machol hedit, even though eventually people will eat the flesh of the akom shlomim, so why can't you be makhiv shlomim and say, you're doing it for echol nefesh, people will eat the flesh of it? Because at the beginning, it's also, at the beginning the purpose is for a kol. It's also to have a noy from at the beginning. It's only after yezerik the dam, and then it becomes mutar behanoy, mutar to eat. So since at the beginning, it's not echol nefesh thing, not like slaughtering an ordinary behemoth. As soon as you slaughter an ox or a chicken, if you're not finicky, you can gouge out a piece of meat and eat it right away. Not the salt raw meat. Just wash off the surface blood and you can chew it right away and swallow it if you want. So therefore, all meat at the very beginning, as soon as you slaughter the baby or the bird, is mutter to eat right away. But if you slaughter the shlam, you can't eat it yet. You have to go through the whole procedure of zlikas hadam, and then after that, it finally becomes mutter. So since originally it wasn't for echol nefesh, it's also to be a makir, even though it ends up echol nefesh. And here also, the chametz, when you're burning it to destroy it, if the first day of yontif will be the time to do it, originally you can't have a noya from it to cook on it, because it's still chametz, until it's so burned up that it becomes pure coals. When it's burning coals, it's mutter to have a noya, but already at the beginning, you were burning when the time it wasn't mutter to have a noya, so you're burning for nothing on yontif. Now, Uman Dishoi, the one who permits, first after here. In Mesichta Shabbos, Tesvah says Mesichta Shabbos, by Ein Madlikim and Shemen Sreifa, by Yontif, you cannot burn Shemen Shel Trumah Tmei on Yontif. They said a little different than here. Although Shemen on Yontif, when you kindle it in a Neya, for illumination, surely muta. Or shem, when you kindle it for fuel, surely muta. So why is it also to kindle shem and shel tumah tmeiah shem asreifa on yontif? They said a different reason there. They said because it's a mitzvah min hater to burn up, to destroy tumah tmeiah. Therefore, since it's a mitzvah, any other motives that you have become secondary. So although Shemen shel chulin, you can burn because it's a matter of hanoe, it's like a chol nefesh, but since it's a mitzvah to destroy it, therefore that's the primary purpose. And the hanoe becomes the secondary purpose. Therefore it's also because it's not called a chol nefesh things. Same as also shlomen. Shlomen, if you're makev it, all the avedas you do, shchite, and all, everything else that you're doing, is primarily for Avedas Hashem, not for people to eat. Only as a result, people can eat Meshucha Gavei Kasot. So since it's primarily not for Echol Nefesh, it's also on Yontif. Because it's not doing these things for Echol Nefesh. Here they say it's a little different. They say because at the beginning, the korban is not fit to eat, In the beginning, the chametz is not fit for burning, only later. But over there, Tosfos says, because since the mitzvah is their primary purpose, so the other reason that you'll have some anoia from it comes secondary and is discounted. Talk about that other pshat and Tosfos elsewhere. Now, this is the bottom line. Oman the shalit, one who permits to be makiv, nidola medola shayonta, why is it permitted? If the beginning is not fit for you to have anoia until after everything is over, so the beginning is not very whole nefesh, shalit permits it from mila Hashem. That's what the Yulian Hashas right on the side said. The extra pasuk, la Hashem, it says there. Even if it's la Hashem, it's muta for echol nefesh. So therefore, even though it's the korban originally la Hashem that Mandama holds, since it ends up on echol nefesh, it's muta. Say that. The last two words. Oh my Lord, Shema Aminai Minai Akiva. We learn from Akiva's words, plus three dinim. Shema Aminai, we learn from that. Ein b'yachomes al esreif. Akiva holds that. The mitzvah of destroying chametz is by burning. No other means of destroying it. And that's why he says, since you have to burn it, how can you burn it the first day of Pesach? So it must say, Erev Pesach. Ushmame no havore lechalag yotzes. Since he says, havore is av maloche, not just Allah, so we see, havore, why did the Torah, when it talks about Shabbos, not specify any one of the 39 malachas? It just says in general, you cannot do malacha. When it comes to a fire, Torah mentions specifically, lo sevara is you cannot make a fire. So the machlekes tanuim, one mandava says, making a fire is more lenient. It's not one of the 39 malachas. It's not chayav misa making a fire. It's a lot. And the other one says, no. Havore is written in the Torah to say, just like havore, it's specifically mentioned by itself. And it's a isa of Shabbos. It's a malacha, like all malachas. So all the other malachas are also, each individually is a malacha. So you shouldn't think that when you did a number of malachas of Shabbos, one after the other, b'shege, you have only one korban chatas on all of them, like if a person was eating chelev and chelev and chelev, then he reminded himself. So being only one korban for all the times you're eating chelev? No. Because here, the Torah had made a distinction, each malacha of Shabbos, all included in the name of Shabbos, still each one is a separate branch of Shabbos, and it's have a separate korban chatas for each one. So again, the one that says, Havor lechalek yotzes, Havor is written in the Torah, in order to teach us that just like Havor, which is one of the malachas of Shabbos, by itself is considered a fulfilled Shabbos. And as we make a korban for it, we did it b'shege. So also any other of the malachas, if he did them, even a number of them, and he reminded himself after he did all of them, that he was mechalel Shabbos, he has to bring a separate korban for each one, not one korban for all of them. Ushmamino le'amrin, we don't say, hoyel v'hutra avol, since it's mutra to make a fire for echol nefesh, you make a fire, not for echol nefesh, you don't say that. Only for echol nefesh, and we don't extend the heta for shalom v'tzeh. Because some say, since it's mutal v'tzeh to make a fire, you can make a fire shalom v'tzeh. I'll explain that point. How can you make a fire for nothing on yontif? If it's some necessity, even if it's not echol nefesh, then we say, an argument, since the Torah permits you to make a fire for echol nefesh, it's muta not for echol nefesh, as long as there's some use on yontif, a carrying on yontif. Since you can carry on yontif for the purpose of food, carry from one house to another through the street for the purpose of food, you can carry not for the purpose of food. You have to carry for some purpose, however. As you're carrying a child for fun or to get fresh air, it's muta to carry on yontif, even not echol nefesh, but some say it has to be. You're carrying him a siddur, a sefer to the Beis HaKnesses. Need some sefer. So here also, if you will hold mitech shuto l'tzera, hutas also to make a fire, not l'tzera, as long as some necessity of yontif. After all, burning up chametz is also necessity of yontif. Some necessity, it's not a chol nefesh, was a necessity to destroy chametz. So why couldn't Rabbi Akiva say you burn the chametz the first day of Pesach? Because mitzvah that is mutter to make a fire for eating, it's mutter to make a fire for destroying chametz. But he doesn't hold that mitzvah at all. Rabbi Akiva does not hold mitzvah. And therefore, if it's not the sefer chonefesh, it's not matir to make a fire, even though it's for some purpose that you have in mind. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says the only way you can burn the chametz is not the first day of Pesach, but the day before Pesach. Say that. Now, Lamaise, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, if you find chametz on the first day of Pesach, on Yom Tov Pesach, you can't burn it up. So why not? For we paskin mitoyach. We do paskin mitoyach. Not like Rabbi Akiva. We hold mitoyach shu'utah le'tzeh u'tashol le'tzeh. So why shouldn't you be mutter to burn chametz you find on Pesach? Since it's mutter to burn for cooking, it's mutter to burn for a mitzvah. That's also some tzeh. And the answer is, we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that ain't be your chametz al le'tzeh. We hold you don't have to burn chametz. The mitzvah of getting rid of chametz you do anyway. So safe is not a mitzvah, no necessity to burn it. So you're burning it for nothing. You can throw it in the toilet. So therefore, there's no tzeirah at all to burn it. Now, there's a question somebody asked, like the esser of burning chametz, v'idrecha the esser and loisase of yontif, and so the esser is drecha a loisase. But yontif, the Isha of Malacha Yontif is the esser and a loisase. Esser is not drecha, wherever there's an esser opposing it. Talk it over, that's all. Okay.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.